Before we move on to the finale, grand finale set, let me remind you that the next River Styx at Duff's sneaks up on us real fast. Instead of the usual month between readings, the next reading here will be on April 1st and will be part of the St. Louis Arts Festival Vivace, and will feature poet Carol Pierman, St. Louis Conservatory Contemporary Chamber Ensemble, and novelist, philosopher, William H. Gass. April 1st, 2 weeks. There are schedules that you can take at the door that have the remaining River Styx events for this spring. Jerome Rothenberg is one of the truly American, truly contemporary American poets who has returned U.S. poetry to the mainstream of international modern literature. At the same time, he is a true autochthon. Only Here and Now could have produced him, a swinging orgy of Martin Buber, Marcel Duchamp, Gertrude Stein, and Sitting Bull. No one writing poetry today has dug deeper into the roots of poetry, Kenneth Rexroth said. Talk about entangled roots. A big Jewish book, Esther Kay Comes to America. Time. Technicians of the Sacred. Poetries from Oceania, Africa, the Americas, Asia. Shaking the Pumpkin. Poetries of the Indian North Americas. A Seneca Journal. The Serpent. That Dada Strain. All Entangled Roots. Revolution of the Word. A map. A map of convergences. Personal, universal. Michael McClure says, Jerome Rothenberg is a DNA spaceman exploring the mammal caves of now. It's really a tremendous honor, and I think you're all going to find this a memorable hearing to introduce to you a poet who is well listened to all over the country, all over the world, a beautiful friend and teacher, Jerome Rothenberg.
I'm still knocked out by the previous performance. And we'll try at least to start with to go in that vein with a series of poems composed after translations from the Yaqui Indian of songs that accompany the deer dancer that's really the symbol of that people, and for the Yaqui is one of those beings who comes out of what they call the flower world. Or the Huya Ania, the enchanted world. The songs really call that world, which is all that exists beyond the human, into presence here. 15 Flower World Variations. Oh, flower fawn, about to come out playing in this flower water. Out there in the flower world, the patio of flowers, in the flower water playing, flower fawn about to come out playing in this flower water. In wilderness I am, that only melon flowering and splitting, sending vines out everywhere. You are in wilderness, I am that only melon flowering and splitting, sending vines out. In the flower world out there under the dawn, a pale blue cloud will be gray water. At its peak the mist will reach, will rain down on the flower ground and shining, reaching bottom where you are in wilderness. That only melon flowering I am, and splitting, sending vines out everywhere. When the fresh night comes, O nighthawk, you fly up, O nighthawk, out there in the flower world under the dawn, the light beyond us, you fly up, O nighthawk, from a branch of mesquite, you fly up, O nighthawk. Where is the rotted stick that screeches lying? The screeching rotted stick is lying over there. Where is the rotted stick that screeches lying? The screeching rotted stick is lying over there. There in the flower world beyond us, in the tree world, the screeching rotted stick is lying over there. The screeching rotted stick is lying over there. Ah, brother, look at you, a deer with flowers. Brother, shake your antlers, little brother, shake your antlers. Deer with flowers, why not let your belt, your deer hoofs shake? Why not vibrate cocoons strapped to your ankles? Brother, shake them, little brother, shake and roll. In one tree, one stick, who makes the sound of cracking? Cracking wood in one tree, one stick. Who makes the sound of cracking? Cracking wood there in the flower world, the tree world. You do not have my long gray body in one tree, one stick. Who makes the sound of cracking? Cracking wood. What's this tree bent down with? Flowers? Surely it's this flower stick bent down with flowers, surely. What's this tree bent down with? Flowers? Surely it's this flower stick bent down with flowers, surely. Out there in the flower world, among the sagebrush, there's a flower bush bent down with flowers. Surely it's this flower stick bent down with flowers, surely. Out in the mountain there, these look like doves, and in the flower water, three of them are gray and bobbing, three of them are walking gray and side by side. There in the flower world, the dawn out in the flower water, three of them are gray and bobbing in the mountain there. These look like doves out there, and in the flower water, three are gray and bobbing, three of them are walking gray and side by side. You, like a mountain squirrel, old enchanter, sounding large and like a mountain squirrel, old enchanter, sounding large and like a mountain squirrel, old enchanter, there in the flower world, the dawn there in its light, that big place over there, that mountain canyon, sounding large and like a mountain squirrel, old enchanter, sounding large. To sleep in these flowers, to crawl there. I who am flower world creeper, who sleep there, who crawl in these flowers out there in the tree world, climbing this branch, I crawl up it to sleep in these flowers. I who am flower world creeper, who sleep there. Where are you standing in the wind? Dead grasses, gray and shaking in the wind, dead grasses. Where are you standing in the wind, dead grasses, gray and shaking in the wind, dead grasses? There in the wilderness, the flower world, a pale blue cloud will be gray water. At its peak, the mist will reach, will rain down on the flower ground and shining, reaching bottom where you are only standing in the wind, dead grasses. Gray and shaking in the wind, dead grasses. Ah, brother, they want us to kill. this beaver. They want us to kill. Ah, brother, this beaver, ah, brother, they want us to kill with a bow and arrow. They want us to kill it. Ah, brother, with hair standing up, they were waiting and ran from us, broke down their doors to get in. Now they want us to kill it. Ah, brother, with a bow and arrow. Ah, brother, they want us to kill it. Flower, with the body of a fawn under a choya flower, standing there to rub your antlers, bending, turning where you stand to rub your antlers in the flower world, the dawn there in its light under a choya flower, standing there to rub your antlers, bending, turning where you stand to rub your antlers. Flower with the body of a fawn under a choya flower, standing there to rub your antlers, bending, turning where you stand to rub your antlers. Song of a dead man. I do not want these flowers moving, but the flowers want to move. I do not want these flowers moving, but the flowers want to move. I do not want these flowers moving, but the flowers want to move. Out in the flower world, the dawn over a road of flowers. I do not want these flowers moving, but the flowers want to move. I do not want these flowers moving, but the flowers want to move. Now the cloud will break. The cloud will break, and now the cloud will break. The cloud will break, and now the cloud will break. The cloud will break there in the flower world under the dawn. This pale blue cloud will be gray water at its peak. The mist will reach, will rain down, shining and reaching bottom. Now the cloud will break. The cloud will break, and now the cloud will break. The cloud will break. I'm going to read a series of poems, most of them from a book called That Dada Strain, which is a series of celebrations of the Dada poets who came before us in this century, addressed to them as to fathers or mothers. And that was a strange movement that began in Zurich in 1916, in the middle of the First World War, in that that calm, neutral center of Europe, where very young people had gone to escape the war and to cry out against it. The generation of my own father. And two of the poems that I'll read are addressed to the Dada poets. The first to the German poet Hugo Ball, who came to Switzerland, founded a place like this but much smaller, called the Cabaret Voltaire, sainted place in which the Dadaists first performed poetry and art and music. And Ball said that he had invented a new kind of poetry, a poetry without words, a sound poetry, and in the process of doing it had felt himself transformed, he said, carried like a magical bishop into the abyss. I'm going to do a sound poem of his, and then a poem addressed to him, remembering, too, that after that period he goes off into the hills of Switzerland to die as a kind of Catholic Dada saint. And the other poet directly addressed, born the same year as my father, 1896, roughly in the same part of the world, in Moinesti in Romania, where he was through his early years, not Tristan Tzara, but Sammy Rosenstock. The image of a kind of Yiddish Dada vaudeville in my head as I do that. Went from there to Zurich and from Zurich to Paris, and from Dada into French communism and Stalinism. So a shift from total liberation to total surrender. Died in the 1960s in Paris. The name Tristan Tzara, Tzara is Romanian for related to the Spanish word tierra, land, country. Tristan, the sad one, sad country, sad world. So that was the name he adopted for himself. And in the course of the poem Tzara, which is the last in the series that I'll read, there's also a quotation from the Russian Jewish poet Osip Mandelstam, quotation of a poem attacking Stalin, for which he ended up as one of the vanished ones of the 1930s, one of the desaparecidos of the 1930s. And some of you may recognize the title. That Dada strain, in fact, comes out of an old jazz tune of the 1920s, but a kind of synchronicity there too, because that Dada, I assume, is the Dada of scat singing, so also a poetry without words. That Dada strain, the zigzag mothers of the gods of science, the lunatic fixed stars and pharmacies, fathers who left the tents of anarchism unguarded, the arctic bones strung out on Saint Germain like tom-toms, living light bulbs, aphrodisia. Art is junk, the urinal says. Dig a hole and swim in it. A message from the grim computer. Ye are hamburgers. Elephant caravana. Jolifanto bambla. Oh, folly bambla. Grossiga mfa abla orem. Egiga goramen. He gob like a rusula huju. Holaka, holala, anlago bung, blago bung, blago bung, boso fataka. Champa vula, vusa ulabo, echtata gorem, echiget zumbada, vulubu subudu, uluf subudu, tumba ba umf, kusa gauma, ba umf. June 23rd, 1916. For that evening's reading, he had made himself a special costume. His legs were in a shiny blue cylinder which came up to his hips so that he looked like an obelisk. Over it he wore a huge coat collar cut out of cardboard, scarlet inside and gold outside. It was fastened at the neck in such a way that he could give the impression of wing-like movement by raising and lowering his elbows. He also wore a high blue and white striped witch doctor's hat. A glass tube ecstasy for Hugo Ball. A glass tube for my leg, says Hugo Ball, my hat a cylinder in blue and white, the night, the German ostriches, the sink he pisses in. All these become his world, his Dada song begun there, holds the image until it comes at us. The image from its cross looks down, a ribbon, a revolver, mud, these contribute to his death, also to what his death contributes later, too hysterical, too sick with God and time, a carousel, a roasted poet, fish, the queen says to his mind, and enters where the street of mirrors starts. She sees his face reflected in hunger of the world as pain, the consciousness of death, not why we die, but why we dream about it. and why our dreams can't save the dying remnant. Hugo, as I write this poem, the voice cries from a further room. The dancer, singer calls me from a further room. I step into an obelisk below the waist. My mouth opens to sing, but freezes shut in grief for you. Umbula. Take bitly, solon cola, the collapse of language. Taka tapta, toka takabala, taka taka, glass tube ecstasy escapes from time. Ba bula umbalam, the image and the word over your bed hang crucified. Again the cabaret explodes. Again, again, fatigue. 1 foot in glass, a glass nerve, and a priestly gas pump pulls her hair out. Dreamwork 1 for Barbara Einzig. To dream that he is walking past a window. To dream that the window moves and that the air around it turns to stone. To dream that he is being hit by stones. To dream of a window that reflects a stone. To dream that he is falling through a hole inside a stone. To dream of stones and boxes. To dream of standing on a black box like a coffin. To dream of coffins, stones, and calendars. To dream that he is dreaming of a stone. To dream of windows cracking in the street around him. To dream of wires tied around a stone. To dream of men with wires in their hands under his windows. To dream of hands that close over his eyes and of other hands that close over his hands and belly. To dream of being in a country where the war has raged for years. To dream of flags and balconies. To dream of standing at a window watching the men in helmets stalking through his house. To dream of standing in his house and looking through a window watching the men in helmets on his street. To dream of men in helmets waiting at his door. To dream that his door is made of stone. To dream that he is standing at his door and crying. That the men with wires in their hands have heard him cry. That the men in helmets scream a name he doesn't understand. To dream that he forgets his own name. To dream that he will get a new name in his dream. To dream of dreaming his new name. To dream a second time of dreaming. To dream his name in syllables beginning with a dream, outrageously in syllables. To dream of syllables and colors. To say his name is white and green. To dream of where the white and green are. There is a white stone and a green one, but there is not a white stone in his house, only a white reflection, a white hole in a stone, a green impediment reflecting a white stone. Dreaming that he holds a white stone, that he learns to dream about the white stone's name. To dream outrageously, he learns to dream outrageously. He learns to dream outrageously of hands, to dream of white and green hands, of hands reflecting colors from a stone. To dream of standing in a circle in a building in a dream. To dream that there are people with him in the circle. To dream that these are people that he doesn't know. To dream that they are speaking a language that he doesn't know. To dream that they don't know his language. To dream an alphabet in which to write his language. To change his alphabet from day to day. To dream a calendar, maybe a rhetoric for dreaming. To dream that he keeps the calendar inside his mouth. To dream on Sunday that his mouth is filled with calendars. To dream on Monday that a hand is over his mouth. To dream on Tuesday that a bride is seated in the hand. To dream on Wednesday that the hand has grown 100 nipples. To dream of hands and calendars on Thursday. To dream on Friday that his name has lost its syllables. To dream of emptiness on Saturday. To dream that he is standing on an empty box and hammering. To dream that he is hammering a silence. To dream that the silence crashes open like an egg. To dream that the inside of the egg is Labrador. A person in his dream says Labrador. A person in his dream says chalk. A person in his dream says solitaire. To dream of walking with a person in his dream. To dream a face. To dream the face is on a person. To dream the face is on a wall. To dream a stone face. To dream a stone face deep inside a mirror. To dream that he had dreamed the face before, to dream that he was a child and dreaming of a face. The face is like a mandrill's face, a blue and red face. The face is blue and lined with stripes. To dream that the stripes have faded, to dream that the face has lost its stripes, that his name has lost its syllables, to dream a language without syllables, to dream that he understands this language, to dream that all of language is a single word, to dream that he knows this word, to dream that he forgets it, to dream that he explains the absence of this word, to dream that no one in the circle understands him, that he yells at them, that he tells them that they're dreaming, to dream that he has always dreamed, to dream that he has never woken up from dreaming. Dreamwork 2. The rabbi whispers to the rabbi, "Little brother, you are gone and never had existed. Where is your sleep?" the rabbi calls out. "Where are your canticles? He is no rabbi anyway. An Indian he is, in jodhpurs and a cockeyed mask." The roar of trellises is silent now. The uncle dreams of newspapers under the rabbi's hat. Dreamwork 3. A trembling old man dreams of a Chinese garden. A comical old man dreams of newspapers under his rabbi's hat. A simple tavern keeper dreams of icicles and fish eyes. A sinister tavern keeper dreams of puddles with an angel of the law in every drop. The furrier's plump daughter is dreaming of a patch of old vanilla. The furrier's foreign daughter is dreaming of a hat from which a martin hangs. The proud accountant dreams of a trolley over the frozen river. The reluctant accountant dreams of his feet asleep in a fresh pair of red socks. The silly uncle dreams of a history written by a team of doctors. The uncle in the next apartment dreams of the cost of Kathmandu. The retired gangster dreams of a right turn into a field of sacred lemons. The dancing gangster dreams of a carriage, a donkey, and the ace of spades. The grim man with a proposition dreams of his fingers entering a pair of gloves. The excited man with a proposition dreams of the letter E torn from the title of his poem. The remarkable elevator operator dreams of the marriage of Karl Marx. The easy elevator operator dreams of a seashell at the entry to the 13th floor. The candid photographer dreams of a wooden synagogue inside his brother's camera. The secret photographer dreams of a school of golden herrings drifting out to sea. The Yiddish Dadaist dreams of rare steaks and platonic pleasures. The rosy Dadaist dreams that a honeycomb is squashed against his face. The mysterious stranger dreams of a white tablecloth on which black threads are falling. The stranger whom no one sees dreams of his sister holding up a string of pearls. The asthmatic tax collector dreams of a row of sacred numbers. The rebellious tax collector dreams of a bathhouse set among old trees. The robust timber merchant dreams of a wind that blows inside the blacksmith's bellows. The sobbing timber merchant dreams that his hands have touched the buttocks of his dreaming bride. The man with a fish between his teeth dreams of a famine for 45 days. The man dressed in white dreams of a potato. The savage Gentile dreams of a dancer with flashy light bulbs on her shoes. The repentant Gentile dreams of her fingers bringing honey to his lips. The fancy barber dreams that his hands massage the captain's neck. The silent barber dreams of a rooster with a thread tied to one leg. The salty bridegroom dreams of horses galloping. They whirl around the bridegroom's house. The obedient bridegroom dreams of what his bride slides through her fingers. He sees it white and trembling in the morning light. The fat man in the derby dreams that spring is here. His seed is falling through an empty sky. The last man in the derby dreams that if he dreams it, words will turn to flowers. Two dadagrams. Large, tears,
and cataracts perform, snappy and electrical in pigtails. The zigzags crackle once in gauze and once in heavy sentences. Here is the admiral, and here are 12 children painting holy virgins on raw flesh. And here are your diphthongs, listen, pushing through your gut a shiny metal gallows, blossoming like a movie without lights or wires. A house to rent the admiral is dead in, the great magician who plants tomatoes in your forehead, who harvests pyramids and laundromats, feeble cylinders outside his toll booth, the world seen through the butcher's eye is shut, the world to come is gumbo, the dottist beside the pump says, his words emerging from his bearded heart. Oh, xylophones, oh, Texas, X, Y, Z.
Thoughtogram 2.
Molecular, like a drain and like a fire, the goddess clambers up the German chimney. Mirages, cucumbers, emissions, churning television custards. Inside the palace of the avant-garde, the fattest woman in the world bends over, throbs and jerks. Like cheese or marmalade, she showers sparks across the dance floor. Peppers and palmettos wafted up the captain's nose. Ahoy, squeaks the Dadaist. She is the Statue of Liberty, and we visit her in the Imperial Harbor. I am not an eagle, squeaks the Dadaist, and I am certainly not a bus driver, he squeaks, not even lately. I blossom by day in nickel and by night in platinum. Returning twice, I watch the Sphinx rise from my table. Caesar's shoulder blade and fragments, the goddess in a wooden apron, come alive beneath red lights and maps of Panama. Spread on the table, twin couples dance in spasms and in vestibules in memory and in the key of G. They know the Dadaist who squeaks isn't the Dadaist who sleeps inside her, his head against her iron rails, his fingers playing Dada on her tinny circuit.
The holy words of Tristan Tzara. Sad in his world, or in yours, he walks for years beside the economic lilies, explores the mysteries of bread. A wax archangel stands on his tongue, his hands cold, dry, deprived of water, in the room under the room where Lenin sat. Aromas of Bukovina gather, Moinesti with its corn mush, Brinza cheese, petroleum, red-headed Leia like a hungry wolf. The word he dreams is Dada. Dada ice, Dada piano, Dada flowers, Dada tears, Dada pendulum, Dada vanilla, Dada Don Quixote, Dada humid, Dada archipelago, Dada pharmacy, Dada sexennial, Dada dichotomous, Dada dichroic, Dada dichrotic, Dada didactic, Dada didelphian, Dada diluvial, Dada ding dong. The fur of Dada stretched out in the sun. Dada on a hill, old fox, old Dada. Sammy Rosenstock alive, old exile. Got Zurich on my mind. Glass toys betwixt the stars with chains, electric flags and posters. Logic is a complication. Logic is always wrong, cries Dada. Holy cow, oh cube, oh hobby horse. The freedom first encountered in first trip to Zurich. Ghosts drunk on energy, they pull the bells of war down, martyred the cabaret until it exploded like Yiddish Dada in the street. The overture to cheese, oh Sammy brother, the sad one of your tribe. You said disgust, you sat next to the photo of red-headed Leia. Under the axe and clock, your monocle hung from your vest. Red life grew distant in the room where Lenin sat. The walls sang politics to us. His nurse's name was Dada, so was yours, and sputtered poetry, red bellies laughing through empty skulls. My name is Sammy Rosenstock. Samiro is later Tristan Tzara. I am so sad with life. I love it. I am, of course, Romanian. I allow myself to contradict. I put an owl in a hexagon. I climb up on the stage. I'm prim. I'm formal. I applaud the revolution. The hands of bandits, blind worms, and Dada nightmares invade your bowels. Messiahs are passé. The word we dream is Dada.
Dada sweepeth out. Dada teareth linens, rips clouds and prayers to shreds. Thou rides on hiccups. Dada has a balcony. We squat there. Pregnant birds, we shit on thine umbrella. Dada, Dada is against the future. Dada lives in fire. Wisdom, fear is fear of Dada. Like a star? No. Like a fish, a plant, the moon, a metal word distorted, boiling, illumines the urethra. 60 fingers on each arm. I am a monster too. I play with cushions. Singing, singing like hymns of queens. The eye of Lenin, now so wide, pushes the curtains. The chess game opens like a poem. Metaphysics of perdition rules them. Tired of the stars, his horse eats colored snakes. O angel horse, on thee rides Hugo Ball, himself an angel horse. Here Hulsenbeck and Jung walk, here Arp, here Janko, here kings of Zanzibar, here April nuns, here Tristan Tzara, ghost of Abu Lafia, no ghost. He makes his buttocks jump like belly of Oriental queen, Madonna face of Emmy Hennings, a silent fiddle cuts the room in two, Hugo like a mannequin. At piano, stammers, yodels, farts in rhyme and lusts of Sabbath, hiccups, bow wows, dusts off the mask of Dada, cardboard, horsehair, leather, wire, cloth, wears Dada collars, Dada boots, cothurnus of a bishop, lesbian sardines, ecstatic mice, vanilla derbies from corners of Cabaret Voltaire. How many kings crow? How many crazy kittens cry for you? How many centuries between Zurich and Moinesti, how many grandfathers, how many clicks before the poem ends, how much incesticide, how many accordions to serenade red-headed Leia, belated Lenin dies, brave gymnasts march again through workers' suburbs, Stalin's mustache adrift. Oh, feckless future, writes Mandelstam, huge laughing cockroaches on his lip, the glimmer of his boot rims, scum and chicken necks, half human, the execution slide across his tongue like berries. Oh, revolutions of the fathers, you tease us back to death. Pink sands of California line my coast, saloons and oracles stemming the tide. Can't end it, you are dead, and Dada life is growing from your monocle, ignored, exalted. You lead me to my future, making poems together, flames and tongues we write like idiots, ballets of sperm, a brain song for the new machine, squadrons of princes pissing in the street, intensity, disgust, an empty church from which you drew the drapes back. The face of Jesus on each drape, on each Jesus was my heart. You wrote, Messiah of stale loaves, of frogs in shoes. God, Dada, Messiahs are passé. There is no greater savior than this, no I so credible. Your fart that night was luminous. It stoked the cannons throughout Europe, in the bus to Amsterdam, in Missouri, in Brazil, in the Antilles, in a bathrobe. Under your bed, the shadows massed like sleeping robbers. The moon became our moon. Again, O moon, over Moinesti, O moon of tiny exiles, mustaches of antelopes we eat and cry out, fire, water, avalanche, a swamp of stars waits, toads squashed flat against red bellies, at center of a dream, magnetic eyes, whose center is a center, and in the center is another center, and in each center is a center, and a center on each center, centered, centering, composed by centers, like earth, the brain, the passage to other worlds, passage to something sad. Lost Dada, an old horse rotting in the garden, maneless, waiting for the full moon. Someone leaps into the saddle, rushes after you, exuding light. And the last piece I want to perform for the musicians and everyone. is also composed, like the first piece I read, from another language, and an Indian language, from Navajo, an attempt to do a total translation, in which I'm trying to account for everything, not just the words, but meaningless sounds, significant but meaningless sounds that fill the poem at the ends of lines, between words, in words, distortions of words, and finally the music, which any of you will recognize is not Navajo music. It's the 13th horse song of Frank Mitchell from his Blessing Way, translated with the help of David McAllister. And the story behind the songs, the songs don't tell the story, but they follow it in a kind of order, is that the hero, god, enemy slayer, has gone to the house of his father, the sun god, to bring out, back horses to the home of his mother, changing woman, the earth. And in the 13th horse song, he imagines how beautiful they'll be when they change from spirit horses, from the germs of horses, into real horses.
Gone. Summer lovely now, but summer, and are at my house now. One and one, my wing. Summer lovely now, but summer, and are at my house now. One, my wing. Summer lovely now, but summer, and are at my house now. Mangwing, but my Zamnangwing now, because I wasn't gone, I was the boy inside the dawn summer at my house in one Mangwing, and by going from the house the white shell, a window summer at my house now in one Mangwing, and by going from the swollen Hogan house, my breath is blown summer at my house in one Mangwing, and by going from the house the lowly Hogan home summer at my house one and one Mangwing, and from the place of jewels we walk not gone pond summer at my how and now and one Mangwing with prayer sticks that are white and gone but summer at my house and one Mangwing with my spirit horses that are white and gone but summer at my house and one Mangwing with my spirit horses that are white and dawn gone summer at my house and one Mangwing with those spirit horses that are white shell now and summer at my house and one Mangwing with those own horses that are white shell now but summer at my house now is one Mangwing jewels of every kind of goat and draw them on not in summer at my how and now and one Mangwing with the sheep of every kind of goat and draw them on not in summer at my house and one Mangwing with horses of every kind of goat and draw them on not but summer at my how and now and one Mangwing with men of every kind of goat and draw them on not in summer at my how and now and one Mangwing in my house of precious jewels in my back room and con where but summer in my how and now and one Mangwing in this house of precious jewels we walk upon and conward but summer at my how and now and one Mangwing and everything that's gone before more we walk
Bonman Zummerat, my how and now and one mind wing and everything that's more won't be. Be poor man Zummerat, my how and now and one mind wing and everything that's now and living to be old and blessed and how. But Zummerat, my how and now and one mind wing, because I am the boy who blesses and to be old man Zummerat, my house and one mind wing. Summer lovely now and but summer and darn my how now and one mind wing. Summer lovely now and but summer and darn my house and one mind wing. Summer lovely now and but summer and darn my house now. But now, known by.
I request to do a poem that I can do without a text. I don't want to fall back on translation again, but I will. This is a very strange translation. It's from a song that an old man used to sing at the Seneca Indian Longhouse near Steinberg, New York, 60 miles south of Buffalo, and that was taught to me by a young man who had gone from the university there back to be a ceremonialist at home. And it's not the way the Senecas do it, but it carries most of the words that exist in the Seneca, which are part in English. And I call it Old Man Beaver's Blessing Song. All I want's a good 5 cent cigar. Hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho. All I want's a good 5 cent cigar. Hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho. All I want's a good 5 cent cigar. Hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho. All I want's a good 5 cent cigar. Hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho. All I want's a good 5 cent cigar. Hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho. All I want's a good 5 cent cigar. Hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho. All I want's a good 5 cent cigar. Hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho. All I want's a good 5 cent cigar. Hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho. All I want's a good 5 cent cigar. Hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho. All I want's a good 5 cent cigar. Hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho. All I want's a good 5 cent cigar. Hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho. All I want's a good 5 cent cigar. Hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho, hee hee ho ho. Old Man Beaver's Blessing Song.
Thanks for coming. Go out and get yourself a good 5 cent cigar. At its literary equivalent is River Styx magazine, available at the main table with poems by Rothenberg, Warts, and assorted other goodies. Thank you. See you April 1st.